NBC brings to Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Bill Lester and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutter. Before we get into our story, let's listen with Molly as Fibber mumbles like this.
Keep off the grass, watch out for children, no left turns, go see what costs them.
Playing policeman, McGee?
No, I'm counting up the signs I saw on my way downtown today. Between here and the Third National Bank, there must be 30 different signs telling you what to do and when to do it.
Well, my favorite one is on the bus. In case of an emergency, break the glass and pull the handle.
Wouldn't life be great stuff, Molly, if every time we had a problem hanging around, a little sign popped up telling us how to handle it?
Well, I can think of some problems that a little planning ahead would take care of almost that easily. Like the one a mother faces if dad dies unexpectedly while the youngsters are still growing up. That's when a Prudential Family Income Plan steps right in and gives her the help she needs when she needs it most.
It's a good plan, all right. And it doesn't cost too much either because it provides that extra protection only during the years the children are growing up.
This Family Income Plan of Prudential's provides the money you need for food, clothing, shelter, and school.
The man that has the complete story on this Family Income Plan is your Prudential agent. Why don't you ask him to drop around and tell us to you?
We don't know for sure, but we think it may be spring in West Covista. Mr. McGee thinks so, at least, because he just says...
No, kiddo, I don't think I'm rushing the season, bringing out the porch furniture.
You don't,
huh? It takes me till October and November to get it out here. Just thought I'd take a lead on it this year.
Oh, well, you can always drag it back to the garage if it rains or snows or sleeps.
I may be just a wild, impetuous boy, but I'll bet you an ice cream cone it don't snow or sleep for a while. Not for at least the 4th of July.
I guess you're right. It sort of smells spring coming on.
Ah, yes. Reminds me of that lovely old poem from my childhood.
What's that?
Spring, spring, springs everywhere. Springs in the mattress, springs in the chair. How's that to go?
That's all it was, fortunately. Mm. The poet who wrote it got thrown in jail, I understand. Couldn't get anybody to spring him.
Hey, look across the street on that limb. Mm. A big bird.
My goodness, that is a big one. What kind of a bird is it?
Looks like an owl, if you do. But what would an owl be doing batting around in the daytime? He's supposed to be asleep.
Well, maybe he doesn't know that. Maybe he's got insomnia.
You hear that?
What?
Yeah.
Sounds sort of like a raven, doesn't it?
I bet if you were an owl with insomnia, you'd be a raven, too. Don't forget, Molly, he can't sleep. He gets upset. He's a raven. He's just a pun, sort of.
He's funny, McGee.
Oh, they all like it. Look, he's laughing. Oh, no, I guess he's just stretching his wings.
He looks bored to me.
You hear that? He's an owl, all right. But what the heck's he doing out in the daytime?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose they're silly owls just like they're silly people. And come to think of it, I'm not sure which is the silliest, the owl on the limb or the McGee's on the front porch gawking at him.
Good thing I brought the porch furniture out. I'm going to sit right down. Hey, look. Watch him. He's taking off.
He's swooping down. Look, he's diving and pushed his cat.
Well, how do you like that? Every bird in the neighborhood and half the dogs are scared of that tomcat of creature.
Not that owl, though.
It's good. He
slapped the daylights out of that cat. Look, he dropped the rubber mouse he always carries around.
The owl got it. Boy, I don't know what kind of owl that is, but he sure...
Mr. McGee.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, I've just seen the most exciting ornithological rarity in years.
Yeah, no kidding. We've been watching the birds ourselves. See him over there and shoots the tree? He's an owl.
That's him. A very rare snowy owl. Imagine him being here in this region, this time of year.
Oh, unusual, is it?
Virtually impossible, Mr. McGee. Well, that is next year's Sandiaca, from the owl.
You hear that, Molly? The snowy owl, Nicotine Sandiaca, from the North Pole.
That explains him flying around in the daytime. Up at the North Pole, he'd have to wait 6 months for darkness.
Isn't this exciting? The snowy owl is just never seen in this region.
Look what he's doing now. He chewed up that rubber mouse he swiped from the cat and spit it out. Boy, does he look disgusted.
Well, that's what they live on at the North Pole, you know.
Rubber mice? Where do they find rubber mice?
Real mice. And lemons and fish.
Hey, Doc. Look, there's Doc Gamble across the street. He ought to see this. Hey, Doc. Hey, come here. Hurry up.
McGee, don't yell so loud. You'll scare the bird away.
Oh, they're quite tame, Mrs. McGee. They come from such a desolate region in the Arctic. But there aren't any people there to see Adam, so they'll get you.
Hi, Wally. Wally.
Hi.
What's all the yelling for, Popeye? Circus come to town, you spot a relative in the monkey cage?
Who's sure. I just made a big orthological discovery, Satchel. Hmm? Look at over the Twix's maple tree there. Uh-oh, he's taken off.
Well, I'll be darned. What's an owl doing flying around in the daytime?
This ain't an ordinary barn-type owl, Doc. This is called a Nicotine scandiacus.
Nicotine scandiacus, Mr. McGee.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's a snowy owl, Doc. Usually perches on nothing but the North Pole. Very rare, and where'd he go?
Look.
Where?
Coming down the street, old man McDonald. The owl's swooping down on him.
Hey, that ain't old man McDonald. That guy's got hair.
It's old man McDonald in his new toupee.
No.
Yeah, I made him. He goes around without a hat. Too many head colds. Ooh.
Well, the bird's got it. He's got the toupee. Yeah, that's old man McDonald, all right. I can see that now. Oh, boy. Snatching ball.
Cover up, McDonald. Cover up. You'll catch cold.
I didn't see this with my own eyes. I never believe it. Boy, that owl's the biggest kick I've had in the face.
There's more thunder than McGee's jacket.
How much difference can a shampoo make in the appearance of your hair? You'll find out after your first suzzling with Dial shampoo. Because this new shampoo gives your hair that diamond sparkle look. A bright, shiny look you'll love. And with Dial shampoo, you get loads of creamy, rich, lanolated lather, too. It leaves every strand of your hair ever so soft, ever so easy to manage. Even right after shampooing. Once you try new Dial shampoo, you'll know how true this little song is. Look for Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle at your favorite store.
Look at him now, Doc. Look at him.
What's he doing?
He's just sitting there on the limb.
I put some coffee on him, wife. Oh, where's Mr. Wimple?
He went home to get his camera. You wish I knew where ours is, because this is really a thing. Owl comes all the way down here from the North Pole.
Is he still there, Mr. McGee? Is old Snowy still? Oh, there he is.
Oh, you got the camera, huh? Well, hurry up, Wimp. This will make a great...
Hey, he's taken off. There he goes.
Uh-oh. Oh, darn. I forgot Tim.
Well, there he goes. He's heading north.
Yes. Going back home, I bet. Hey, goodbye, Snowy. Bye-bye. Fly away. Come again some other day.
Come on inside, boys. The coffee will be ready in a bit.
It's been very interesting, hasn't it?
Fascinating. You know, they found one snowy owl up in Lebanon, Connecticut, last December, and that was considered very unusual. So wait till the Audubon Society hears about our snow.
Wait till the whole town hears about it.
Yes, McGee phoned WVIS and gave them the whole story for the Nature Around Us program.
All about what that fool owl's been doing, snatching rubber mice in the teacher's cap, and stealing old man McDonald's new toupee and trying to lay an egg in it.
Did you tell him about me shooting it?
Oh, I sure did.
You said it, Doctor?
For sure. You told McGee it lived on fish and stuff, and the only thing they had in the icebox was a package of frozen Louisiana shrimp. So I gave Snowy that.
And he ate them?
Perched right out there on the porch and ate it out of Doc's hand. $2 for the high-priced shellfish we decided to be unselfish about.
Yeah, and the owl loved it.
I'm going to write out a full report on this whole thing for the Audubon Society, and I want you all to sign it as witnesses.
Be glad to.
Sit down now while I check the coffee. It should be ready in a few minutes.
About time for that nature program. I'll turn the radio on and let it warm up.
I'll just scram out of here right after the coffee. If my nurse knew how I spent my afternoon.
Good morning, Ken. We found he had grounded up and he left, but I caught a 47 jackrabbit and 16 cottontails.
That's an odd kind of nature program. You never laugh like that at our bird watchers, will you?
Now, the next contribution is from Alex Morgan of the Pro Rapids, who tells about the time he and his brothers built a house. Well, sis, when they were about half through, they went to their father and asked him if he could build a house from the top down or from the bottom up. Why, start from the bottom and build up, of course, their father said. So Alex turned to his brothers and said, "Tear it down, boys. Gotta start all over."
Around the program?
It can't be. What time is it?
It's the right station. Our program must come on right after this.
And now, here's the last minute entry. Came in by phone less than an hour ago. It seems that an owl with insomnia had sailed this afternoon.
Hey.
Well, this owl, his name is Snowy, not only stays awake all day, but he spends his time scaring cats. Slaps the cats over and takes the mice right out of their paws.
What's going on?
Wrong program.
Well, it seems that Snowy lives up at the North Pole. But he's so particular about his food, he eats nothing but Louisiana shrimp. But listen to this. The best thing Snowy did today was to swoop down on a local prominent banker, scalp him bullheaded, fly away with his scalp, and try to lay an egg in it.
Story
wins the prize.
Story? Fine.
And therefore, it gives us great pleasure here on Afternoon Variety to announce that Mr. Fibber McGee of 79 Whistle Vista is the winner of our big annual Foolers contest.
Mm-hmm.
And has been declared king of the April Fools to reign over our city all day tomorrow, April 6th.
Oh, gee whiz. Well, I won and I wasn't even trying.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Where would you have to pay $70 to $150 for a poorly made pair of shoes? $125 for the simplest set. Send foreign correspondent Marguerite Higgins in the April Women's Home Companion. Give you a report on Russia that only a woman could give. Her Russian diary takes you inside a Moscow maternity hospital. Answers intriguing questions like, what do they do in Russia to help make childbirth painless? How soon do husbands visit their wives and new babies? Don't miss Red Plus and Black Bread, an intimate report from this world-roving newspaper correspondent. You want to learn, too, how to dress up your meals with really attractive table settings. There are 8 exciting full-color pages on how to set your tables for entertaining. You'll be amazed how many of these new ideas you can use. And in the same issue, learn who the women of America would vote for if there were a presidential election tomorrow. Get your copy of Women's Home Companion today. You just can't afford to miss it.
McGee, did Mr. Old Man McDonald ever get his toupee back?
Nope. I think Snowy must have took it back to the Arctic Circle with him.
Poor Mr. McDonald. He needed that rug, too.
He rugged my clavicles. And that guy takes wall-to-wall carpet. Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production franchise. With Bill Thompson as Mr. Ripson and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Jim. Eddie Maher played the radio MC. This is John Rawls urging you not to miss your friend Sunday night. As Fibber calls upon all his powers of deduction to solve the mystery of the missing boy. Can he do it? Why don't you tune in and see?